Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. This episode is actually expanding upon the previous episode, which is episode 42. But you don't have to have listened to episode 42 to understand episode 43. Essentially, what we talk about in this voice note from the past is romantic partnerships, romantic relationships, and the role that wholeness plays within them. And so this voice note from the past is during a time where I am asking a lot of questions, reflecting on my ending marriage. And so you'll hear all of the questions being asked, and you'll also note the consciousness at which they're being asked. And if you saw or listened to episode 42, you'll see that the consciousness is now different. And there's a little bit more clarity and there's a little bit more wisdom. And part of the reason for that is while I had a lot of questions in the past when this was all going on, I have been working on wholeness, feeling my sense of worthiness, getting to know who I am, as this is expansion and growth that continues to happen for everyone all the time. And I let this part of my life just be. And when we do that, we automatically receive more clarity and more wholeness, because the questions are there. And the manifestation of understanding more clearly, having those answers, is already put out into the universe. So this is a time where we're able to just surrender it and just see what time and surrender brings. And again, we continuously grow and expand. And the clarity also comes from the experience that we have during that time. The manifestation manifesting in small steps. So as you listen to this, I invite you to think about where you are in your manifesting romantic partnerships. And listen to some of the questions that are being asked and see what comes up for you. Because listening to those questions now, in the consciousness that I am at almost 2 years later, I can see that I'm still trying to make some of the conditioning that I have around long-lasting relationships, marriage. I'm still grappling with how do I make it all fit together? And where I am now is a much more expanded view, where I'm not necessarily looking for a husband or even looking for someone to compliment me or even looking for a long-term partnership, right? When we have all these preconceived notions about what partnership looks like, we have to really check in to see, are these preconceived notions something that are really my preferences, or is it something that is conditioning from the past, programming from the past? And that's okay if it is, because it's very difficult for us to move out of that conditioning and programming. And at the same time, there's room to ask yourself, what do you actually want? And so for me, you can hear in this voice note that I'm still trying to make the husband work. And now, again, 2 years later, I have an expanded view. And this might change into preference, but the expanded view allows me to play out of the conditioning and programming where I am now to actually formulate in what I prefer. And so at this moment, I have decided that I am going to bring presence into this aspect of my life. And I'm not going to put any pressure or parameters around what that has to look like. I'm not dating thinking this will be my long-term relationship, or I need to judge every aspect of this to see if it's long-term material. All of that is taken off. All of that pressure off of me, off the other person, everything is taken off. And so it's a lot more fun, and it's a lot more easeful, and it's a lot more present. And I was talking with a friend recently, and we were talking about how we get into relationships, any relationship, because we want to love and because we want to be loved in return, but because there's something about our consciousness, our soul, that wants to love other people, wants to exude love to others. And when we put all this programming and conditioning and parameters and pressure around that, that's not actually loving. And so how can we move from our wholeness? How can we move from our unconditional love into something that's more pure and honestly more enjoyable for everyone? Obviously, for me, this is a continuous journey. And I will keep you updated as I always do along this path. But I hope that this episode serves you in the exact way it's meant to today. Enjoy. So I'm piggybacking off of the other one because I'm finding this very interesting. So this is what I wrote down in addition to all that other stuff. I said, I was unattached the last time when I was looking for a relationship, when I was out of my last relationship before I met my husband. But I didn't feel wholeness. I didn't fully feel worthy of my big life. I was still unconsciously waiting on someone else to direct my life, for my life to get quote unquote started. I hadn't awakened to the fact that I could have, be, and do anything I wanted. And I certainly wasn't going after it because I didn't even know what it was that I wanted. I'm going to read that again. I hadn't awakened to the fact that I could have, be, or do anything I wanted. Anything. And I'm not just talking about a little thing, right? Because, quote unquote, little thing. I knew I didn't want to have children. And so that was something that I knew I didn't want to have. But that's not what I wanted for my whole life. Now I know who I am and what I'm meant to do. And I am complete and am looking for someone to complement me. And so there's so much there because, like, I hadn't awakened to the fact that I could be and do anything I wanted, which really means I didn't know who I truly was authentically. And I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. There's a lot of conditioning earlier on about what makes a successful job, a successful career, et cetera. And my strengths didn't lie in the things I was being taught was available to me. Even at one point, I thought about being a counselor, and I went to grad school and took a semester, and they were basically like, the way that you counsel is not the type of people that we want. And so I thought that it was wide sweeping, that I wasn't meant to be a counselor. And at the same time as I was trying to figure out who I am and what I was meant to do, what my life's purpose was, there was also the conditioning of get married and, in my case, not have kids. But the conditioning is so when you do this, you will become complete, right? You will become whole. And this is the way that you should do it. And it's so not true. And then it also puts this pressure on us to find, you know, this one person or this one career thing that I'm supposed to do. So then we try to do it all when we're super young, and that doesn't work out at all because we don't know who the fuck we are. And we're being told that we're incomplete. And it's, oh my God, I have to do this because I want to feel complete and I want to feel whole. And none of it fucking comes from outside. So anyway, there's that. And then the other thing that I'm thinking though too now is no wonder fucking marriages fail 50% of the time because we don't actually know who we are and what we want. Because if we don't have our own selves figure it out, it's going to take a lot of growth and expansion and change to get to a place where we finally do. And sometimes we don't do that at all. We just continue to live in the idea that I'll never be able to fully do what I want to do or be who I really want to be because of blank. And so some people never ever get to a place where they even allow themselves to be their most authentic selves. And then, so how can we expect, if we're not our most authentic selves, for somebody else to come in and love us in a whole way, right? If we're not whole, if we're not feeling whole, then how can we put that on other people to love us into wholeness, right? No wonder we have so much codependency, because if I'm being told I'm not whole and I don't feel whole and I'm looking for somebody else, you know, that other half, like my better half, right? And then on the flip side of that, if we're always continuously growing and changing, even if we do know who we are and what we want to do and who we want to be, then how do we pick somebody who is willing to be on that road with us? Honestly, even to say to somebody else, I don't want you to complete me. I just want you to compliment me, is so against the grain that, like, would somebody even be okay with that? And then also you're asking them to be whole enough also that they don't need you to complete them either, which also feels really scary, because then the ego is all, oh, like, you need somebody who needs you so that way they don't ever leave you. But then of course that's not feeling whole. So again, I wonder if we flit and float between wholeness, and what does that mean for relationships? But I think the closer that we can get to our own wholeness and knowing who we are and what we want to do and how we want to serve the world and in what ways we want to do that, like, the closer we can get to that before getting married is probably beneficial in general. But also it's a continuous process. So why wait to have love? So interesting. Such interesting questions, especially for me right now in my process and attracting and manifesting and stuff like that. I'm just very curious about all this.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.